It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. We are running a five-part series talking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors, and our guest is District 4 Supervisor Kathleen Half, and it's good to have you here.
Oh, thanks for the invitation, Tracy.
First off, let's outline District 4 for the listener.
Well, it's probably geographically the largest district in the county. Let's start up at Rancho Spiquitos, Draper Mine Road, one side, coming down Rancho Spiquitos, then Standard Road, Standard, the town, Mono Way, the junction side of Mono Way, and all of the little areas behind Sears and up Hess Road and down Tuolumne Road, Curtis Creek Ranches, Lambert Lake Estates, and so forth. Then going down to Jacksonville Road, Twist Road, that area, all the ranch land out there, all the way to Moccasin, and then to Chinese Camp, of course, and Groveland, Big Oak Flat, and then not to be forgotten would be Lake Don Pedro, about half of it, because the other half is in Mariposa County.
That is a large stretch of land.
It's huge. Walking it was nuts.
You walked it?
Well, not all of it, but I hit about 1,700 homes.
At the beginning of this year, you were appointed the vice chair for the Board of Supervisors. Tell me, how do you feel about taking on that role?
Yeah, for 2022, I'm excited about it. It will be a good training ground for me. And hopefully, the following year, I'll be able to assume the chair position. That's usually the way it goes, but we always vote at the end of the year, so we'll see.
And this is your first term, so what have you learned so far?
I have learned what it's like to be on a board of very determined, not necessarily like-minded individuals all the time, although a lot of times we do agree. So I think that's probably my biggest takeaway, is how to work amicably with the other board members.
And is there any experience you've had that you wish to share with the listeners?
Regarding?
Just anything that was maybe funny or a situation that you weren't expecting?
Well, the staff had a fun idea to do a video for, actually for all the county staff, singing Winter Wonderland. And that was, you said funny, and that was fun to do.
Yeah,
we each took apart a stanza and did that, and that was fun.
How are you singing-wise?
Well, I needed props because I don't have a great singing voice, so I use them to the fullest, Tracy.
There you go. I would be right there with you. And what is your top issue that you want to discuss about your district right now?
Well, we have a Groveland ambulance tax measure that will be coming to the voters in 2022 in June. I had originally planned to do a town hall in January and then another one as it gets closer to the ballot measure in May. We're going to move the virtual town hall to March. We've got some things that we need to work out as a result of some recent occurrences where Manteca Ambulance gave the county notice that they intend to cancel the contract. So county staff has met with them and with Adventist Health to talk about how to continue providing services. And those talks right now are ongoing. And it'll be on the agenda this coming Tuesday. So I didn't feel it was the right timing to hold the town hall in January. So, but that's coming. So, and we'll work out the details and we'll get there. I just want to assure the people in the Groveland area that we'll work it out and have that town hall when the time is right.
How big of a setback is that?
In terms of time, probably the most, because we have to figure out what we're going to do and then do it within the time frame that we have for the contract when it comes to an end with Manteca. Or if we can work out details to keep Manteca, then, you know, but there is a time constraint there.
And another big issue for your more rural areas and Groveland area is a broadband. It was discussed at a recent board meeting, and you have experiences with that.
Well, towards the end of the time that I worked for the county in the CAO's office up until 2017, I worked part-time for quite a few of those last years. And so in my other time, I was a consultant and I was a group facilitator and a grant writer. And one of the grants that I managed was for ATCA. It was the Central Sierra Connect Broadband Grant from 2013 through 16, I believe it was. And so I learned all about broadband at that time and worked with the various board of supervisors for the five county region, because it was for all five Central Sierra counties, to try to get them on board to do something early regarding broadband. And back in those days, there was a lot of talk, but not a lot of doing. And actually, Tracy, that's one of the reasons that I ran. And that was one of the biggest items on my platform, was getting broadband in place. And this was before COVID. And then people, you know, I had people tell me, forget about broadband, just fix the roads, you know? And I said, I can't do two things or more. So, so that was my charge. I felt I really needed to get out there, and I did. During my new supervisor training with the California State Association of Counties, I learned about a new committee that was forming in CSAC, and I asked to be on it. It was on broadband, and I told them of my experience, and they put me on this this committee, which was a real high-powered county people that knew a lot about broadband as well. And what we ended up doing is we ended up going to the governor's office and pitching a $10 billion project, pretty much the way that the legislature has done it, with so much for middle mile projects, so much for the final mile, and then other assorted monies. Anyway, long story short is that the governor presented it to the legislature, and when the legislature voted on it and approved it, it was $6 billion, still a lot of money,
yeah,
just coming from California. And I feel very proud as a freshman supervisor that I was part of that and helping to bring that to California.
Update us as to where is it in terms of fruition of reality?
Broadband, just like highway overpasses and extensions, take time. So right now it's in the hands of Caltrans and the California Department of Technology. The Department of Technology is developing a broadband division, and they're going to pick a broadband czar, they're calling it. But anyway, whoever that is going to work with Caltrans, and the middle mile projects will be on highways. Caltrans will dig the trenches, it will be fiber, and it will be internet service provider agnostic, which means that any internet service provider can plug into it. It won't just be the AT&Ts and the Comcasts of the world, which will create broader competition and reduce the costs.
What about the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill in the federal government? How much is that going to help?
Oh, there's a lot of money there also for broadband, and we have to sort it out. I've got two pages. We were at our last board meeting, we had an update from a consultant firm that's helping us with our broadband roadmap. You know, we got $500,000 for that. Cole helped land that. And there is billions of dollars available from the American Rescue Plan Act in all different pockets, from the Department of Commerce, $3 billion, Department of Treasury, $10 billion, FCC, $7.2 billion, and the list goes on. It's a lot of money from the federal government. So we're going to be on this. We're going to take advantage of as much as we possibly can.
Why do you think it's so important for your district?
Well, it's important for the county. It's
right.
Not just my
right.
District, but my district has a lot of pockets and a lot of bigger areas, big swaths that are not served. And the new standards are even a higher speeds that are required.
We have been speaking with District 4 Supervisor Kathleen Half, and we will return with more Motherlode Views following a word from our sponsor, Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be right back.